This is tape 4, side 2 of our interview in Abel Cemetery. We're looking at the marker of Reverend E.D. Watkins. You say he was not a minister at Abel.
No, he's a member of White Oak Spring. That's where he was a minister. Mm-hmm. That's why he served as a minister. Served out quite a few years.
And where is that church?
That's over here, out in Central, mm-hmm. like South Central.
Close, perhaps, to where you grew up?
He was a member of that church, and he's come to be a minister, and he passed it down until he deceased quite a few years. And he's a member there.
And his wife, I assume, Elsie J.
Yeah, Elsie. Elsie Jane, that's her name. Yeah, that was her name, Elsie Jane. But she was a lady. She was a lady before she married Watkins.
Who were her parents?
I don't know. She had a parent. I knew her mother, but I didn't know about her daddy. But they was the ladies. That's what he was.
Were they from or right around Central?
Right around Central.
And let's see, her dates are July 2, 1887, January 7, 1958.
Now, she married, after the death of Reverend Watkins, she married a man up at Pickens, Jim Poole. Jim Poole was, well, he had a, he was a prisoner there, and he worked quite a few years until they set him free some way or another. But Jim Poole, he's the one that he killed my mother's sister. He shot her over there. And he worked serving time at Pickens. But anyhow, Jim Poole, he's the one that killed my mother's sister, and his wife, after Reverend Watkins deceased, his wife married Edward Watkins after his wife, she met, kind of a combination. his wife married Reverend, become to be Reverend Watkins' wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know about him. But he was the one that killed my mother's sister.
How did that happen?
Well, some way or another, he was going with her, and so somebody else told him about he's seen him dating somebody else, and so he just couldn't tell. He come in next Monday morning, shot her.
Mm.
Well, it's what happened.
But tragic.
After all, those old people back then, they just didn't think much about killing nobody but if they caught him going with somebody that he was going with, he evidently was spending money on her, and, you know, he just couldn't take it.
What was her name?
Her name was Flo Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Flo Reed. Reese.
Now we have here two unmarked graves, but with concrete slabs. Do you know whose they are?
Don't know who they are.
Perhaps a space here.
One, two, three.
This is Betty Goldman, born 1867, died January 14, 1949, member of PBA. Mm-hmm. Was Goldman her married name?
Her married name, mm-hmm. Yeah. Her husband's name was Jim Goldman. Jimmy Goldman. He was the first clerk of this ABL church. Hmm. Jimmy Goldman was her husband. Of course, he went out to Little ABL, and so that's where she was a member, and that's where he was deceased, a member.
Do you happen to remember who her parents were?
No, I don't know. That was way back, a long time back. I don't expect she knew that. She might have heard tell who her parents were. But that was before they were free, you know.
Inez Green, April 18, 1898, May 15, 1949, gone but not forgotten.
Mm-hmm. She was the wife of Ed Green. Ed Green is one of our deacons. He had ABL. So that was his second wife.
Who was his first?
His first wife was Mary Reese, my mother's sister.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have lots of memories out here.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. Let's see. That's Mary Lou Owens. Mary Lou Owens, that's Ed Green's sister. Honest Green's husband. That's Mary Lou Owens.
1891 to 1949. Who was her husband?
Oh, her husband was Henry Owen. He died up country and up there where they buried him at.
This is another one of those nearly illegible stones. Could it be something like Miller? We'll try for that one later. Then there's an unmarked grave, and next we come to
Johnny Earl, born March the 16th, 1873, died October the 17th, 1950. He was a secretary of our lodge, of the Masonic Lodge. He was secretary for number of years, because he was secretary when I first joined Mason, and he's secretary when he passed. Mm-hmm. Quite a few years, Lizzie Dupree, Lizzie E. Dupree. I don't know what that is for, but her parents, the maiden name was Butler, but I don't know what that is.
And who were her parents?
Isaac Butler. And she died, born June the 22nd, 1903, and died August the 5th, 1952.
Who would her husband have been?
Her husband was Thomas Dupree. Thomas Dupree, that's my half-brother. I don't know, he told me all the time that's who he was. But my daddy was his daddy, but he was Dupree. So he made us half brothers.
Who was her mother then?
Her mother.
I'm sorry, Dupree's mother.
His mother was Frances Dupree. They call her Frank, but that was Frances Dupree. Mm-hmm. Mattie Era Johnson, born July 25th, 1900, and died November 6th, 1953. Gone but not forgotten. I don't remember Matt, actually. That's a name I'm looking at reading, but I don't remember.
And that's a Johnston with a T in it.
Yeah.
Let's see, here's another one of these that were not very good quality stones.
Well, they might have known who that was when it was first read on there, but no. Don't know now. Mrs., that looked like him. Mrs. M. I don't know who it is. I don't know.
Well, we'll hope once again that's in your list in the church. Mm-hmm. Do you remember who it was that put up these stones?
Yeah.
Who was the fellow?
Willie Rhythm. Willie, he was the one that killed his brother-in-law. Willie Rhythm, he's the one that killed his brother-in-law. He was showing Walker, killed John Henry Walker.
Well, one of his other faults was putting up these stones we can't read anymore. One of his other faults was putting up these stones we can't read anymore.
No. If it had been finished, and he marked it on that model, you know, modest finish. That's sand finish, you know. That's a sand finish, and it is. That's why I don't sure. They didn't wash the sand out of it. Now this is Carl Durham. We was looking at his brother, Gray Well down in Ralph Durham. Mm-hmm. But Carl died quite a distance between the death, and he died April the 1st, 1956. And don't say when he was born, but he was probably about my age, something like that, but not, we don't have no exact date there. Mm-hmm. But he was. We used to be play around together with boys.
Probably we should also add a comment at this point that with his stone and many of the others we're now seeing, these are very good quality stones, well engraved, and easy to read with a few exceptions like the previous one. But on the whole, most of the stones are now of a much higher grade. Mm-hmm. And there looks like there are, what, two or three unmarked graves here?
Now this one, two of these graves, I think he got in part of that and over there. Somebody got in part of that. But one of these, it says, one of these graves is my brother's grave, one of them, and the other one is his wife, Pat and Kara. I don't know which one. I'm just wondering. That and that, or was it this and that and over there? But this young, in other words, since it's not Mark, that's Pat and Kara graves in Mexico.
How do you spell her name?
Kara, C-A-R-I-E.
What was her maiden name?
Vance. Kara Vance.
Do you remember about when they died?
1950-something. I don't know what, one or two. It's 1950. 1950 some. Yeah, because the car died. 1950. Yeah, 1950 some when they died. Sometime after Carl, because Carl died in 56. So they died sometime later. I don't know who that is. They said Mary Freeman. And she's the wife of Raleigh Freeman. Raleigh Freeman was major in the Army Corps in the Vietnam War. He died May the 4th, 1924. He died October 24th, 1982.
And this is one of the bronze military service plaques. I think the first one of those we have seen.
Amen.
And Mary L. Freeman.
That's his wife.
And she's still living, I take
it. Still living, that's right.
Okay, but born October 17, 1932.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she still lives.
And
they got it to put you on.
At the footstone, there is father and mother of Horace Terrell, Juanita, Rosalind Catherine. They're three children, I assume.
That's right, three children named on the footstone.
Catherine with a K.
That's her daughter, yeah.
Were they members here?
They're members here at this church now. Yeah.
Okay, we need to return once more to the far western end. Starting once again on the far western end, Ella Ritchie, R-I-C-H-I-E, born 1883, died May 23, 1942. Member of PBA.
That's Ella Ritchie. Ella Ritchie. That's right. Yeah. Ella Ritchie, that's the wife of Henry Ritchie. Henry Ritchie was a deacon over at Golden View Baptist Church. A long time, lifelong deacon. And that's his wife. They had several children. But this
James Mack, M-A-C-K, born 1878, died April 25, 1944, mm-hmm. Member of PBA.
Yeah, Jim Mack, you can only know about Jim Mack. He was a member of New Holly Light, but he lived here in people didn't know what he was a member yet, ABL. And that's had Maggie Dunn, that's his daughter, Maggie Dunn. She's the wife of Carl Dunn, we're looking at over yonder.
Born 1909, died July 14, 1944. And even though it's submerged in the ground, that looks like that's probably a PBA stone, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the PBA rock. Right on. We got several in between every one, two, three. I said four. Four unmarked graves between. Between.
This is Leah Frewster, born 1885, dad January 26,
1950. Yeah, Leah Fuster. She's the wife of Jimmy Fuster. Jimmy Fuster. Jimmy Fuster might be over in number three, I think.
Now, what was her maiden name?
William. Will Wilson. Name of Fanny Wilson. Judy Wilson. Her mother's name was Judy Wilson. But I don't know. All I know about them is she's my cousin, my mother's cousin. Cousin Julia. She had two children, one named Julia. I mean, and Leah. And a son named Willie Wilson and Julia Wilson. Them was her children. Now what they descended out, that's beyond that. That's all I knew about.
Okay, here we have another unmarked grave, but it's got a flower pot on it, so again, mm-hmm. It's apparently tended.
Mm-hmm. And it comes to Lila or Lily. Lily. Lila, Lila. Lily. Lily B. Kennard. Born March 15, 1868. Died August 14, 1950. Lily Kennard. She was the mother Otto Singleton. Otto Singleton. This is her mother. Otto Singleton married Jim Singleton. They had two children, Zara and Jim Jr. Now this
just a second, do you know who Lily's parents were?
I don't know. They come down about Newberry. I don't know when they come up here. And Otto came up here to teach. And then process of time her mother passed, and so she brought her up in Berry.
Was how'd you pronounce it? Kennard?
Kennard.
Was that her maiden name or a married name?
It must be a married name because I don't know that. Because Otto Singleton, she was a.
And Lily is L-I-L-L-I-E.
Lily. And next to her is Annie S. Whitner. She born 1873, died 1951. Now she was the niece of that her auntie. She was Otto Singleton's husband's sister. That's related. In other words, they were his sister-in-law, I guess.
So Annie was a singleton.
Oh, yeah.
And who is her husband?
Her husband is John Whitner. John Whitner. That's her husband.
Is he buried here?
Yeah. She was alone. John Whitner, he was a long-time chairman deacon at this church. Mm-hmm. Her husband was. Mm-hmm. And she was notified.
Is this a vacant place or an unmarked grave?
Mm-hmm. Don't know who it is.
Just a second. Go ahead.
Deacon John Nowell. John Nowell. That's who that is, John Nowell.
That's K-N-O-W-L-E-S?
Yeah, K-N-O-W-L-E-S. Nowell. John Nowell.
doesn't have any dates for him. Do you know what this is at the top of the stone?
I don't know what that is. There's something on the end. I don't know what it is. Somebody pulled that probably. Hey there. Didn't nobody got a little, ain't got no marking on it. Mm-hmm. It's a round ball of cement made in a cup style with no mark on it.
And then what about four graves, maybe without any signs? Mm-hmm.
That is four graves there without a mark. Bessie Reed, she's the wife of Erskine Reed. Now Bessie Reed, she was a sister to Helen Reed down then. Mm-hmm. They were with them some way or another before they married the Reed. Now this is...
In just a second, her dates are 1899 to 1957.
All right.
And she's buried next to...
Erskine Reed, April 1st, 1894, April 20th, 1963.
And he's one of Butler Reed's sons, isn't he?
That's right. He's Butler Reed. Now, he's one of the sons by one wife, and the other is by the other one.
Now, which is Erskine's mother?
Polly Reed. Mm-hmm. That wasn't Leah. Leah was his real wife. Polly Reed was the second wife. She has Pauline Reed Hicks, born 24th, 1898, February 1976.
Let's see, that's June 24, 1898, February 9, 1976. Mm-hmm. Another one of Butler's children.
That's right. That's one of them. Her and Erskine, his sister and brother.
And who was her husband?
Charlie Hicks. You remember seeing Charlie Hicks down there?
Yeah, several days ago. Where were the Hicks from?
They were out on... Oh man, Simon Hicks was a parent, but all I knew about him was just... So man, Simon Hicks was parent of Charlie, and... There were some more of them boys, but I didn't know their name.
From right around here?
Yeah, they did live around here.
Okay, one more trip to the other end. Okay, once again on the far western end, we have another one of these cross-type markers with no legible writing. And next to it is Lewis T. Williams, South Carolina, PFC, 3302, OM Truck Company, World War II, September 22, 1916, January 16, 1950.
That's L.T. Williams, yeah, I know who he is. That's L.T. Williams. He was a veteran of the Korean War. It must have been.
No. He died before the Korean War really got started.
World War II. That's right, he was World War II. I remember L.T. His name was Lewis T. Rhythm. Lewis Thomas, I think that was his name.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we have a series of several unmarked graves.
Mm-hmm. That's Betty Cannon. That's the wife of Jim Cannon.
There are no dates. Do you have any recollection of when she died?
No, she died before her husband died. But I don't have no date. I don't have a date.
And what about her parents? Hmm? Who were her parents?
Her parents were the Webbs. Webbs. Weed Webb. Mm-hmm. Her parents, daddy, Weed Webb.
Where were they from?
They were around, probably, well, I would say in the center of Pendleton area somewhere, mm-hmm. the township of Pendleton or whatever.
There were some Webbs in Pendleton. Whether they were the same ones, I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably what. Yeah.
Another unmarked grave?